Podcast. EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, is on the air. Today's show is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. Coming up next, it's Social Marketing Strategies with Trey Pennington. Wesley, what is an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitsa, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens, and all of a sudden it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
And now it's time for Social Marketing Strategies with host Trey Pennington.
Trey Pennington on the Entrepreneurial Podcast Network, helping folks make sense of social media to start and grow their businesses. And I'm with a man who knows how to jumpstart businesses and leverage the daylights out of technology, Terry Brock from Florida. Actually, I say from Florida, you're from all over the place, aren't you, Terry?
Well, that way, yeah, I say I really live on Singapore Airlines, Delta Airlines, Qantas Airlines, Japan Airlines, and stops at Marriott, Hilton, and Sheraton in between. So I'm constantly traveling. But for government purposes, I am domiciled in Orlando, Florida.
Well, I know you talk to a lot of people about marketing and making connections and developing relationships all over the world. What are the fears, the concerns that people have about the marketing outlook? And of course, after we talk about the fears, we'll talk about solving them. But what are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is, really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world throughout history, so I'm not just pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is it's up to you. And so the more you can acquire market-valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
Yep.
It's like I talk to people and they say, oh, well, I read about politics, or I read about economics when I was in school, and, oh, yeah, I took English when I was in school, as if it were an inoculation. You know, this is something that's ongoing. You have to continually feed your mind with good, new, fresh, market-valuable skills. And notice I say market-valuable, because a lot of people learn things that are nice, but you know, we really don't care that you might be an expert on 15th century tsetse flies in Uganda. I mean, there's not a big market demand for that. But if you could show me how to make money today, whoa, hey, I'm willing to sit down and talk with you. And you're more than just blowing smoke. You really have a justification for that. You show credible reasons why, and you can do that for me. Then, hey, you got my attention.
So actually, though, the mainline media and the big press is saying this is an incredible time of recession and almost depression and almost driving us all to depression, it really strikes me as this is an incredible age of opportunity for entrepreneurs and startups. Yes, things are going to be difficult, but now more than ever before, small business owners have the big business tools to reach out, make connections, but more importantly, to nurture connections. And I know that's something you're really, really key on, is not the electronic side of commerce, but the relationship side. So how do you see the economic environment now as being an avenue of opportunity for small business owners to nurture relationships?
Well, I think right now we can because of the technology. Technology gives us the means to, for instance, you and I are talking right now. We're not in the same place. We're doing it over technology. Now, they've been able to do that for a number of years, but the fact that we can do it now without having the expensive radio equipment and being able to do it over blogs, to be able to do it over podcasts, to be able to do it for just a few dollars by investing in a microphone, a reasonable computer, and learning how to use some software, invest a little bit of TME, time, money, and effort, you'll be able to do it. Some people are now doing things where they're reaching thousands and thousands, even millions of people through video and through audio that they produce on their own at a marginal cost of zero. Outside of their time, there's really no cost once you've invested up front. So I see that, yes, we're in trouble. We've got some serious economic challenges worldwide. Uh-huh. I've heard some people say, hey, I heard there's a recession, but we're not going to be part of it. To me, that'd be like I live in Florida going down to the coast when there's a hurricane coming, going, hey, I heard there's a hurricane coming, but I'm not going to be part of it. I think that would be foolish. Yep. I think it'd be stupid. You know, there's that word again.
Yep.
But I think that what we do is we acknowledge, hey, we know what's happening. We're aware of the news. We know what the economic conditions are. But yet we're also aware of reality that says that it's really up to us. And even in the midst of that, we can turn it around and we can make it on our own. If we prepare ourselves properly, we learn the right skills, and we keep serving customers, helping them get out of their pain, we'll be able to get out of ours.
Yeah, and some of the things we need to learn, I know that you've done, is like, for instance, you've learned how to purchase a domain name and set up hosting and install your own WordPress blogs. And things like that make it easy for us to reach out on our own with do-it-yourself type tools. What other kinds of do-it-yourself type technology would you say would be helpful for an entrepreneur today?
I think entrepreneurs can use a lot of the technology. One of the best I see is audio, and the other is video.
Uh-huh.
You can take the expertise that you have and record that in some way, something that people say, gee, I wish I knew how to do that, and that they would be willing to spend some money for. Think in terms of that. Think in terms of, would people be willing to spend $10 for you to show them how to do a particular thing, or maybe $100 or $1,000 or $100,000, whatever the number is going to be. And you figure, okay, what can I do then to create that and to sit down and talk, much like you and I are right now. We talk and we record that. We make it available as an audio file download. We call that an MP3. We could burn it to a CD, or we could put it on some other medium. CDs are really on their way out, but we can find many ways to send that around to the world. People can get this information, and it can also be a promotion. So that, for instance, you might not charge for it. You might say, here's something free on
sure.
how to work in your garden, how to grow chrysanthemums. And for those that really love chrysanthemums and have some and they need help on nurturing them, well, by golly, you could, if you're familiar with that and you've got market valuable expertise in that area, you can create products that people will listen to. And then in the midst of that, you let them know that you have a detailed step-by-step year-round guide for growing chrysanthemums and how you can do that and other garden areas. And if that's something that I do, if I don't do it, but if somebody does, then that would be worth something to them. They may be, and there's a certain amount of people that would be willing to pay for that. And that's how you do a business. And today you can create all of that on your own without having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars that we did before.
Definitely. So one of the things that strikes me as a great opportunity is what I call social marketing. And I know you have a presence on various social media platforms. And just about a minute and a half, tell me how you're utilizing the big umbrella of what's called social media. Tell me how you're using that as part of your social marketing program.
I'm using a number of tools that I make sure that it's a comprehensive integrated system. I start by creating the content and put it on my blog. So I have a blog done in WordPress, and I write the text. Then I create a video with that, and that video ties into it. It's not a word-for-word reading of it, but it's similar to it. And I'll put the video up on YouTube. YouTube then gives me the ability to send it out to the world, and also I can take the code from that. It's called HTML. I take the HTML code from YouTube, and I quickly and easily paste it into YouTube or over into my WordPress blog.
Uh-huh.
Once it's there, now I've got that. Then I need to tell the world about it. So I'll then use Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn and send out a message real quickly to say, hey, if you need to know about how to do such and such, you can go to this address, and I give the address there for my blog, and you can read about that or you can watch a video on it. And then when they're there and they come by, they see that, and we have opportunities for them to get involved in purchasing other things. For instance, my book. Those that are listening to this that want to find out about ways to grow their business can find my book on developing relationships in relationship marketing, where I say it's about the R-commerce, not e-commerce. They can use that, and then they're able to start applying those in their business and turn an investment of just a few little dollars into thousands and thousands of dollars for themselves.
Very good point. Well, I'm Trey Pennington at TreyPennington.com, and on the program Social Marketing Success, my guest today has been Terry Brock, who sometimes is in Florida, at least for the tax man. He's in Florida, spends his time traveling the world, sharing marketing coaching advice and showing people how to use technology to connect with other people. Terry, give us a parting one thing to remember in 2010 thought to end our program today.
I think that if we look at it optimistically and realistically, we know we can do it. And I would encourage each person to go over and take a peek at some of the things I've written there at www.terrybrock.com and realize that you can make it. It's really up to you, which is a freeing thought. Acquire the skills, get the knowledge necessary, and realize that you can overcome whatever happens out there in the big picture if you're prepared internally to handle it.
Well, thanks, Terry. I hope everyone will take the things they've heard today and be determined to go make one person's life better today. Thanks, Terry. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Trey.
This CPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source.
This is the ePodcast Network.